Weeze, have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction where something's happening that shouldn't be happening?
You saw the picture at the club.
Well, recently.
No, I don't think so.
You're pretty put together,
I'm
right?
I'm pretty put together.
Covered up?
Yeah. You'll never see skin with Weeze. No.
Kelly Clarkson in the news. Oh, Kelly Clarkson. A little what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas moment.
Oh, what
She's
happened?
Doing her residency at Caesar's Palace. And I love Kelly Clarkson. It's just sometimes she...
Kelly Clarkson.
What's the word? Oversings it?
It happens.
Yeah, whatever. You're good at what you do. Three-time Grammy winner talking to the crowd when there was a gust of wind that suddenly blew up her top.
Oh, wow.
And so now she's there. Not full reveal, but all of a sudden you can see her bra. And she's like, oh, okay, all right, there's that. So she went with it. She reassured the audience saying...
that's funny.
This is funny. So this is Kelly talking about Kelly. She goes, don't worry, they're too small. They won't come out. You're fine. And then went back to performing. And then she went back telling the universe, just kidding, my body's awesome. Don't worry about it. Don't read into it. Just having fun. It's Kelly Clarkson's studio sessions residency in Las Vegas. And that's on, I think, like another week or so for, Kelly Clarkson fans. But I thought I love that she just kind of had fun with it.
It happens. Stuff happens.
She was... I ran into her at, it was Dragonfly. Remember Dragonfly? Canadian side of the falls.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Joe Coy, great jokes about the two sides of the falls on Saturday night. Joe Coy did his show at the casino. Nice. So he was drawing the contrast between that side and this side. It was notable. And I ran into Kelly Clarkson literally on the dance floor at Dragonfly one night. And she is, I'll tell you, she's super nice.
Oh, good.
Like to meet her in the wild.
Yeah.
And
didn't you meet her when she was on Idol? Oh, no, that's something else.
We did it, but that was a work thing.
Yeah,
so it's
work.
She's in work mode.
Yeah, I got you.
When I say about running into the wild, like all of a sudden you're just two people in a place,
and you're like,
oh, you're Kelly Clarkson. She's like, oh yeah, who are you? So, but she was real, very
pickle.
Nice, and
nice
so that made me happy that she's like a good person, just kind of up close and personal. The Kardashian situation. If you haven't heard about this, a guy broke into Kim Kardashian's Hidden Hills mansion on Sunday. This is yesterday. $60 million mansion. Nice place. The guy decided to stay away from the people and help himself to one of the luxury cars.
Oh, very nice.
Took it for a joyride. Do you not keep those locked up?
Well, where are the keys?
I imagine at this point, Weeze, if you have a $60 million mansion, just leave the keys in the car.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or do you have the little key rack by the back door? Is that what you're doing?
How many cars do you really need, Kim?
Enough. I think she's got some supercars.
I mean, I would go with like two, maybe three.
I haven't seen her collection.
Yeah. I don't know what she got when she separated from Kanye. So
something. Yeah. Anyhow, the guy took the car for a joyride around the neighborhood. When sheriff's deputies arrived, they found the suspect still inside the home. So he took the car for a joyride, then went back to the home.
Do you think they thought he was maybe just one of the workers?
I don't know. Fortunately, Kim... was not there. She and the kids had been staying in a nearby rental while this $60 million Hidden Hills mansion undergoes renovations. The investigation is still ongoing. So I think she's okay, is what we need to know.
Right.
I now want to dive into what kind of car are we talking about and what's in her garage. I'm just curious. I know we're always paying attention to the outfits and the clothing and the drama,
but
at this point, I want to see what you're working with, friend. Coming up this morning, tune in. We've got tickets for Pentatonix. I know we're talking Christmas already. It's a little early.
Really?
What are the indicators that summers are over? What are you seeing in retail, Weeze?
Oh, all the Halloween candies out. And I bought the ghost. I think they're ghosts. Reese's.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You're buying Halloween candy already?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Nick, when you walk, the Tops I was walking into, you go in to go to the produce. There's on your right-hand side in the Village of Lancaster. All the Reese's. You need it. Oh, they got it.
They got them. Weather's going to be an issue today. I do want to give you a heads up that we got some possibility of severe storms coming through. It seems pretty nice and muggy right now. But rain is moving into the area. That should come in this morning. Chance of showers. Followed by these isolated pop-up thunderstorms that are going to kick in through the day and this afternoon. Some of these storms could contain strong gusty winds. And like over the weekend where they pop up out of nowhere.
Yep.
Like whatever rain came through Saturday night. Not on my playlist. Didn't want that. But it happened.
Sorry you Bills fans got wet undercover.
Yeah.
Sorry.
This PSL doesn't come with an umbrella? Is that?
I guess not.
Okay. All right.
That was one of the complaints I was watching. I'm like, well, what did you expect?
People? High temperature today, 78 degrees, 72 right now. In Buffalo, you're waking up with KISS 98.5.